Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I know your first question likely is, well, DQ, what went into that? And the answer is it was a lot, and part medical and part team. As of today, he still wasn't all the way cleared to play. So like last week, wouldn't have all the results until the end of the week, and then a short week next week with the Christmas game. So we believe this decision allows him to take advantage of the next few weeks in a different play. He wants to practice, and he will practice. He also wants to support Marcus in a way that Marcus has demonstrated and helped him.
It's official. The Commanders shutting down Jaden Daniels. His sophomore season is over. Having started in 7 games, Marcus Mariota will end up playing in 10, assuming he can stay healthy and finish this thing out. For Washington, the Commanders will have gone 2-5. In those 7 games for Jaden Daniels, his completion percentage going from 69% to 60% on the season. Rating dropping from a little over 100 to a little over 88. QBR from 67 to 45. It was clearly a step backwards, driven mostly by health, mostly by injuries. They just never could get everybody on the same page. They never had weeks of practice together in the offseason, all together in camp. They shut him down all but for 4 plays in the preseason because they didn't need the work and he didn't need the work.
Yeah.
And then in the regular season from week 2 on, he was chasing health. He got hurt against Green Bay. He was out and came back. He comes back and gets hurt against Dallas. He's out. He comes back. Then he comes back and gets hurt against Seattle. He's out and he comes back and eventually gets hurt against Minnesota. All told, in the 14 games prior to this past week that they had played, he had either been injured in or missed entirely 11 of those 14 games. Like, there were 3 games where he played and finished a game with any semblance of health.
Yeah, that's the story, right, is that. Now, you know, the story of the year is injuries, but the 1A, of course, is the guys that they were counting on who weren't injured didn't play very well either. And you combine those two things, you get the season that they've had. But to Daniel specifically, It's one of those things where it should not be this way. And we all want the same thing. We want him to play football and play really well. The reality that is what you just said. He has started and completed 3 games this year. The pattern as it emerged over the second half of the season would be we'd wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks sometimes. We'd do the, is he going to miss the mark? He's going to return to play. He's going to meet all the metrics. And we're going to find our North Star. And we're going to hit all the marks, et cetera. He'd play. He'd get injured. He'd have to leave the game. And we'd do the same thing for another month. And at a certain point, it sounds like a conversation happened above Dan Quinn. That's my best working guess right now. I know it's yours too.
Well, my theory that I brought you last week, and I said if he gets shut down, because if you remember, my point was he's going to get shut down on Monday if this theory is correct. They'll come out after the game and say they're shutting him down. I now feel 100% adamant about this. This was not a Dan Quinn call, in my opinion. This was above him. I think this was Peters or Harris or both, probably both, but certainly an Adam Peters call, whose job is not just to focus on these 3 weeks, but the 3 years out in front with the rest of this contract. And I believe that this was dictated to Dan Quinn. You could even hear it in his first answer when they're talking about shutting him down. He literally covered his bases and went back and said, you guys know, I think the game reps are the most important reps, but we'll get him some work this way too. He's still telling you that playing football is the best way to make this guy get back to being Jaden Daniels, to get him the reps that he needs. He's acknowledging that even today. But the shift happened last week. We played the clips back to back. We let you hear them from Friday, now 10 days ago, to Wednesday last week. It was like two different people answering the same question. Are you considering shutting him down? Would he benefit from being on the field? The answers were completely different. The tone changed. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, so
it was
something
obvious.
Happened.
Somebody said to him, hey man, just so you know, he ain't playing again this year.
This feels like an intervention. And again, they're able to hide behind, it sounds like so nefarious, I don't mean it to be, but they're able to use as a barrier to any further questioning. He wasn't cleared medically. You know what I mean? So that's a key point. That's a key moment. Now, cleared medically on Monday usually doesn't mean squat.
Exactly.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, this is a shorter week. It's a Saturday game, but come on.
By
everybody
the way,
knows.
If they had a playoff game this past weekend, would he not have played?
I think he would have.
He would have found a way. They would have cleared him medically, I bet you. Mm-hmm. If they had a playoff game this weekend, would he play? Now, they would say he's not cleared medically. He wouldn't be cleared medically for these games if they were playoff games. I'm not sure that I buy that necessarily. Not when you told me he could have gone back into the game.
Right.
Not when he tried to go back into the game on that Sunday. I just don't believe this idea that he can't get medically cleared. But let's just say it's true, that he didn't have a setback, that there is no serious injury, that nothing happened other than some soreness and some swelling, and somehow, 8 days later, he is still unable to be cleared. Okay, let's just say that that's true. To your point, I know you have a Saturday game short week, and it's not looking good, but you wouldn't make the call right now on Wednesday, on Monday, rather.
On Monday,
you wouldn't even make the call on Wednesday or Thursday.
So, but they get to hide behind the yeah, he's not medically clear for this week, and then it's a short week, so, you know, it's medical.
By the way, but if he's medically cleared on Monday, he could play Thursday against Dallas.
And there you go. But they also he also gives away the game to a degree when he says he's going to practice. Now, this, by the way, it sounds like I'm upset about it. This is actually exactly what I would do right now. I would say he still needs the practice reps. I don't care about Mariota getting starter reps. Let Daniels throw to McLaurin, throw to
Well, he's not going.
Whoever.
He's not getting first team reps.
Well, you know what I mean? Just let him practice. I would practice him more and let Mariota get just enough to stay sharp. But for the most part, I'm letting Daniels get as much work as possible without the game injury risk. But he's going to practice, even though he's not cleared for a contact.
What does that mean, by the way? He's going to go out there and stand there and do some quarterback drills where he does high legs on the little ladder ropes, and then he's going to throw the ball into the net when they record the practice clips.
Yeah, that's the limited part.
That's what he's going to do. Yeah. He's going to be limited in practice. He ain't getting first-team reps over Marcus Mariota, who's preparing for a football game. That's not going to happen.
Not early this week, certainly, but as down the stretch, I'm hoping that he does get some.
That would make no sense. I don't think that's going to happen.
Perfect sense to me, because I care about him. I don't care about Mariota.
But they don't have a game in August or January or February. I don't see him getting first-team reps. I think they're just saying, we're not shutting him down all-purpose where he's not back on a field.
Right. So
he's going to be out there jogging around, doing limited practice work.
Yeah, so I would practice him and not play him. I think, and so we're getting to that point.
Which is what they'll do.
Yeah, which is what they're doing. So I like that. But it's sort of, I don't know, there's a degree of the standard issue double talk that we now kind of come used to, where you have to kind of parse it up and look for certain clues to figure out what's really going on. And it kind of screams to what we're both talking about here. We're getting back to it. Is, I think Dan Quinn thinks one thing. I think this has now either been dictated or it's group, they decided this is how they're going to go. And it's not exactly what meets the eye. This isn't totally health. This isn't totally a shutdown. Everything's kind of in between, but the end result is he's not playing the rest of the year.
He can say whatever he wants. This is a shutdown.
Yeah.
That's what this is. They are shutting the player down. I don't even think it's him wanting to, but it is happening. Rip anybody, anytime, anywhere off the wall, because it ain't a thing. Anybody, anytime, anywhere, until someone tells you not to. This is a shutdown. That's what is happening right now. There's no such thing as this being a health decision where he's being ruled out of a football game that is still 20 days away or 3 weeks away from right now with what you're saying, not me, you are saying is a very small setback, a very limited injury, something that will heal fairly quickly. You're basically saying, by the way, that this second injury would cost him more time to recover than the first one when he actually dislocated the elbow. Basically, it'd be that many days away from when he got hurt against Minnesota to play in the final game almost as the original injury with Seattle. So either you're lying about the second injury, which I don't think they are, or someone just told you, hey, man, there's barely any important football to be played here. We're going to evaluate a couple of kids. There's three games to go. Shut the player down. There's nothing to see here. I think that's where we are at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.